May the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I've spent the last few weeks hanging out a lot in Ephesians 6. There's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just what the Holy Spirit really impressed on me a few weeks ago to do. I think in the end, for CTKers, I'll end up teaching something I've never taught before. That is about the armor of God. So I'm looking forward to that in the weeks to come. But these verses are the ones that have fascinated me so much, leading up to the verses about the armor of God. And again, this is verse 5. Slaves, be obedient to those who are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling in the sincerity of your heart as to Christ. Not by way of eye service as men pleasers, but as slaves of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will render service as to the Lord and not men, knowing that whatever good thing each one does, this he will receive back from the Lord, whether slave or free. And masters, do the same things to them and give up threatening, knowing that both their master and yours is in heaven, and there is no partiality with him. It's an interesting thing, and if you've been coming a lot, you've heard me talk about this, but again, this morning, I just found myself crying out personally to the Lord because I believe this particular identification is the one that's become most significant to me in terms of God. If I could be referenced as anything, if I could have any title that would describe my life, this is the thing I would like to have written about me more than anything else, that I'm a slave of Christ. That's what Paul was saying in 2 Corinthians when he says that he was compelled or controlled by the love of Christ. And I think this is also what Song of Solomon is speaking of in chapter 8 when it says, put me like a seal, Jesus says, on your heart. And I was just contemplating that scripture that I've looked at and taught many times over the years, but that the seal is the name of Jesus. It's about ownership. When you seal a document, one, you can't add anything to it. You can't take anything from it. And the seal, the name of that seal, identifies that this is his. He belongs to him. And when I read that scripture, I was just reminded, the Lord just spoke to me again. He said, Chuck, he said for her to do that. He's not just going to sovereignly come along and seal your heart for him. He'll woo you. He'll draw you. He'll lure you in by his great love. But in the end, it's your choice. You've got to put him like a seal over your heart. You've got to choose to live as a slave of Christ. It's not like something that you do and after a period of time you've earned that place. You walk out what you've decided, but it's something that you choose to be and choose to do. When I read the scripture, I think, well, that's such a powerful thing that impacts everything we do and every decision we make. We'll talk about this a little bit again on Sunday morning for CTKers as we were talking about obedience. But to come to the place where, when he says here, slaves, be obedient, the whole theme here is that's really the thing that marks a slave. And I believe in this particular chapter, he's speaking of bondservants in the natural, those who had chosen to stay as a slave, who had chosen after the year of Jubilee and the year of Jubilee to remain a slave to the person. And he's speaking to them, or even if that's not the case, but he's speaking to them and saying, what marks someone who's volunteered to be a slave is obedience with a happy heart. An obedience that doesn't complain. An obedience that's filled with joy. And that's true about our walk with the Lord. The thing, if you're a slave of Christ, what identifies you as a slave of Christ, the characteristic of a slave of Christ, is that obedience. And that everything that you do, and that every decision that you make, every attitude that you embrace, every thought has to do with, is this pleasing to you? Does this represent what you desire for me? And yet I find that so many times in our lives, we just make these independent choices to do this or cop an attitude here. We make these choices as if we weren't slaves of Christ. And of course, if that's what we do, we aren't. But to become a slave, and for us, for sure as Christians, to be a bondservant of Jesus, to be a slave of Christ, you come to the place where you said, Lord, I lay down my rights. I lay down my choices. I lay down my rights to anything and everything to you. I'm a slave, and I live for one purpose and one purpose only, to go where you tell me to go and to do what you tell me to do. But it doesn't start in the scripture in terms of just your actions, but in your heart. And what I do and what I say cannot contradict who you are and what you declare that's your desire and passion. You see, in the end, that's what it means to love Jesus. Love Jesus isn't this. That can be an expression of it. Loving Jesus isn't saying, I love Jesus. Loving Jesus is to live your life having given up your own personal rights to make any decision, to have any attitude, to think any thought that contradicts who he is and what he desires and what he wills. Now here's the interesting thing it says again, this passage. He says, and masters, do the same things to them and give up threatening. He doesn't threaten us to live that way. He offers us to live that way. But he does say this, knowing, verse 8, that whatever good thing each one does, he'll receive back from the Lord. As I mentioned again last Sunday, quoting that book from Misty Edwards, is that everything we do, this is where the fear of the Lord, not the fear of rejection, the fear of the Lord, the respect and the honor of the Lord as our master, as our Lord, begins. That everything I think and everything I do, it happens before an audience of one. And everybody around you, we might can fool all of them, but we can't fool him. And everything we think and everything we do counts, both now and eternally. He rewards. He rewards love. Obedience isn't about duty. It's about from the heart, he says. Loving him. Loving him so much that I live in fear and trembling that in any way I would ever dishonor him. Not just where everybody can see it, but how about in that world where all the angels can see, all the saints in heaven can see, where the audience of one who counts the most can see. That out of love for him, with such fear and trembling, I don't want to do anything to offend him or grieve him. Do I? Yeah. That's why I find myself still crying out to him, oh God, I want to live my life as a slave to Christ. That's more important than any other term or title ever used about me. I want to be, in my experience, a slave of Christ. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen.